Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everybody, this is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for Friday, December 11th, 2015. Today's show is sponsored by Cody A., who is a Patreon supporter. Thanks, Cody, for supporting the show and the PLA and all that. Today I did a live show, which I'm gonna play here in just a minute, because I don't really have any before-show announcements. So I guess we'll just get right into the whole live show thing, which is probably good because it's about a two-hour-long show. I guess one thing that I definitely should mention, though, is, donate to the Prank Call Nation Pranksgiving thing where Jihad buys a bunch of gifts for children, and then he breaks into their house dressed in a Santa Claus suit and puts them under the tree. So you can donate to that cause. That's a serious cause. I'm not kidding around here. That's for real. Go to prankcallnation.com/pranksgiving. And I have no idea what the amount is up to. I forgot to ask Jihad about that this week. But the last I heard, it was around $400. So that's pretty awesome. But we're hoping it'll go just a little bit higher. Anyway, that's it. Let's get on with the live show, which I did announce on Twitter, by the way. So if you missed the live show, you don't watch your Twitter closely enough. It's all your fault. I need to read you guys a news story from yesterday, I guess. Several people have sent this to me. The first person that sent it to me was Anthony. Rob the Hyena, not Rob T. Firefly. He sent it to me. Some other people. And I could read the story or I could just play the news feed. Maybe I should just play part of the news feed first. Because that's what you guys want to hear, a video news story that you can't see.
This is the worst thing happened to me in my life.
Eddie Hsu owns this rental property, a three-family home in Elmhurst, Queens. He says he recently rented the third floor, a three-bedroom apartment, to Barack Furick and Dogan Camilli for $2,500 a month. But, he says, he soon found out they were renovating the apartment.
They turned a three-bedroom apartment to a 10-bedroom apartment.
10 bedrooms?
10 bedrooms.
Eddie took pictures of the small living spaces created by the renovation.
See all those pictures, you guys? Mm-hmm. You guys listening? See the pictures?
That's considered a room, yes.
Okay.
And
anyway, I'll cut this out. You guys don't want to hear a video. So these guys, they took their three-bedroom apartment. They put up drywall. They actually put up walls, you know, studs, drywall, sheetrock, whatever, painted, I guess. And, then started renting it out at $35 a night to Airbnb customers. And hopefully you guys know what Airbnb is. It's a website you can go to. Instead of staying in motels, you just stay in someone's house for much, much cheaper than motels. But the only problem is you end up with a serial killer or something like that. So guess what we're doing today? I bet you can't guess. We're going to call apartment managers. And we're gonna tell them about our Airbnb stuff, I guess. I don't know. If anyone that's listening live is not in the chat room, you should get in the chat room. It's on IRC. It's on prankcallnation.com, I guess. You know, I'm doing this live, so I'm gonna be stealing ideas from the chat room. But first, I just want to try a few things. I got a list of tenants, I mean apartment complexes, from a listener named Apocalypse. Thanks, Apocalypse. Apocalypse says, "Hey, Brad, I left you a voicemail earlier with a promise to hand off." Yeah, right, like I've gotten that yet. I'm so behind on voicemails. There are 18 apartment complexes with the unit numbers, as promised. I live in this area, so it would be cool to hear some pranks from familiar places. Let me know if you want more of these, and I'll send more to you. Of course I do. I always want these, especially when you send me the apartment number range, or just sample apartment numbers. so I don't end up saying the wrong apartment numbers to the landlords. That always sucks. And you sent them in plain text. I love plain text submissions. Fuck those PDFs and spreadsheets and all that. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to call Apocalypse's list of numbers. He sent me two lists. There's two separate emails here. So let's get started.
Thank you for calling Rogers Square Apartments. We are currently showing
problems. Square Apartments. I wouldn't stay there. I'd get made fun of by people in the 70s.
Thank you for calling the Isles of Gateway, professionally managed by Robbins Property Association.
Fucking Apocalypse. These are on the East Coast, so they should be around. I mean, it's 1:30 over there, so maybe they're on their lunch breaks. Alright, this next one, I'm going to skip, or should I skip it? I don't know. It's a toll-free number. I usually don't call the toll-frees, because I'll just get some sort of answering service, probably. But let's give it a try anyway.
Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Thank you for calling the... This is Courtney speaking.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm one of the tenants here.
Okay.
And did I reach... Is this a local office that I reached? I noticed it's a toll-free number.
Yeah, this is the front office.
Okay, great. I just wanted to see if you're here on the premises, because we had kind of a problem.
Okay.
I don't know, the guy that rents all these apartments to us, I'm in apartment 2205-E. I think that's building 2. But all of the kitchen appliances, pretty much nothing's working, and I'm just trying to get breakfast.
Have you turned the breakers on?
The microwave door has been ripped off, and I think one of the people staying here, I'm just an Airbnb customer. But do you know if they have continental breakfast down there at the office?
This is an apartment complex. Do you have the right number for that?
Well, it's an Airbnb thing. I'm just staying here. I've been here for the past 2 days, and yesterday I had to go to McDonald's for breakfast. But I was just wondering if you guys serve breakfast here or anything like that.
No, we don't.
Is there any way you could reset the main breaker?
I can put a work order in for it. So the microwave door is ripped off too?
Yeah, and the oven,
it's 2205.
2205-E.
I think that you have the wrong, we're, the Courtney Bay Pines apartment complex.
Yeah, on Miramar Drive.
Oh. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Clomp, clomp, clomp.
What is the last name?
My name is Carter. Brad Carter.
Brad Carter? Yes. They've got the wrong number. Hi, this is Heather. I'm the property manager. Can I help you?
Hey, Heather. It's Brad. I'm staying here. I've been here for 2 days now. I'm doing the Airbnb thing. And I just wondered...
You're doing the what?
The Airbnb.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you've never heard of, okay. I just wondered if you had, like, continental breakfast there or anything, since the kitchen's all broken. It looks like the power's been shut off, but the stove still works, so someone plugged a plug into the light bulb on the stove, so I can't use the stove.
I think you've got the wrong location, Brad.
Well, I'm on 46 Drive.
Yeah, I think you've got the wrong location. I don't have anybody by that name of a leaseholder here.
Oh, I'm not a leaseholder, no. I'm staying here with the Airbnb.
Well, the actual leaseholders would actually have to call us and request any kind of repairs in that unit.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, because I rented this online. I'm just staying here for 3 days, or 4 days, I mean.
Right, well, you would still have to contact them. I can't help you with that. But I'll reach out to the residents, and I will have them contact you, okay?
But the other people staying in here right now, they have problems, too. And there's nobody here, like, taking care of things.
Okay. Again, I will contact the people who are responsible for that apartment, and I will reach out to them, okay?
Okay. Well, you know the power is shut off here, right?
Again, we will reach out to the residents, all right?
Okay. And do you provide any sort of room service?
No, I'm because sorry, we're not a hotel. But reach out to the resident.
Well, it's an Airbnb.
Have
it's the same. It's the same
you.
Thing, motherfucker. God, it took forever just to explain to. They don't understand. They don't know what Airbnb is. I thought everyone knew, but I guess not. Well, I'm glad that was a toll-free number I just called, so at least I cost them money. Take that. Here, I'll call her back, and I'll do what Etza says.
Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, Pines.
Do you have anything for dog pee? Because my dog's peeing on everything here.
You know what? I really don't have time for this, and this is a business.
I
so
know.
If there's something that you need help
well,
with
not a very,
related to our community,
it's not a very
I'd be
good
more than
business.
Glad to help you.
You're not a very good business because you're not doing anything to help us up here.
Well, Brad, you know what? Why don't you come down to the office, and then you can see me, and then I'll be more than glad to help you. Or I can actually, you know what we can do? We'll have our sheriff's office. Go ahead, 727-39. We'll go ahead and have them send them up there. And
you have your own personal sheriff's office? That's
up,
amazing.
Okay?
I'm so impressed with
all
that.
All right, I'll send them on up.
Okay, I can't wait for you to send your sheriff's office up to my room.
Okay.
I'm going to tell them
yep,
that you're a slumlord. These are shoddy workmanship on all these divider walls that you put up. I'm going to have you arrested, and then I'm going to sue you.
Okay.
Then who will be the smart one? Tell me
okay.
that. You motherfuckers don't even have an ice machine here.
I don't think this is appropriate, and we're trying to run a business.
It's not appropriate. I mean, we should at least be able to get ice if nothing in the kitchen works.
Okay. Again, can you please stop harassing our office?
Well, please stop threatening me with your personal sheriff thing, whatever that lie was. You asshole. That was Neon's fault. Neon told me to call her an asshole. Thanks for that, Neon. Well, that was one call, right? We need to get someone that understands the concept of Airbnb, though.
Coast Soul Apartments, this is Allison.
Hey, Allison. This is Dave. I'm an Airbnb customer. I'm staying in apartment 103A-D.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's an ice machine here or any kind of continental breakfast.
No. Who is this?
This is Dave.
Okay, well, there's not. What apartment are you staying in?
103A-D.
No, I think you might have the wrong apartment complex.
Why do you say that? You're not on road?
We are.
Oh, okay.
You don't have a 103AD, though.
Well, it's A-D. Because this is an Airbnb unit. And I'm just here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just here for 3 days. I'm just in town for 3 days.
Gotcha. No, we don't have any of that though on property.
You don't have what?
What you asked for.
What did I ask
the
for?
The ice machine.
Oh, the ice machine. Well, yeah. I mean, the fridge doesn't even work. Actually, the power's off.
Okay.
So who do I talk to about that? Because I reserved this room online.
Hold on one second.
Nobody here really taking care of it.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
What do you need?
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Oh, my God.
She will be back. No, I don't think she is coming back today. Okay, cool. All right, see ya. Okay, sorry about that. I had a customer in here.
That's okay. Do you know if I'm allowed? I mean, I noticed there's 3 vacant units inside here, and the one I'm staying in just has a twin-size bed. Would it be okay for me to move to the bedroom with the king-size bed?
This is an apartment complex. I mean, we don't actually deal with, like, Airbnb or anything, so I don't know what this is all about, honestly.
Oh, well, no, they've divided up this apartment into, I think, about 8 units or 10 units. And I'm in 103A-D. I'm like unit D inside the apartment. I think this used to be.
I mean, that doesn't sound like our place, honestly.
Well, no, I think they must have renovated it. The tenants here must have renovated it, and they're letting Airbnb customers, you know, stay here. I pay $35 a night to stay here.
Oh, no, I mean, that doesn't sound... Our buildings, we just have 1 and 2 bedroom units.
Right, yeah.
In all of our buildings.
Yeah, they converted each of the bedrooms into 3 separate bedrooms. And then the living room is about 3 bedrooms. Or maybe it's just 2 bedrooms, I don't know. And I'm staying in the kitchen bedroom. But it's only a twin-size bed because they couldn't fit a full-size bed in here.
That sounds really odd. I've never heard of anything like this with our apartments at all, ever.
Oh, well, no, I think they've been doing it a while. Also, I was wondering, is there any way I can get a key to the front door? Do you have an extra set of keys?
No, we don't.
You don't have keys? Like, how do you get in if you need to get in?
I mean, we do, but only for the people that are on the lease.
Oh, I know, but like...
And nobody's supposed to be subletting or renting their apartment.
Well, whenever I leave and I come back, I can't get in sometimes unless one of the other Airbnb customers are in and they just open the door for me, because some of them lock the door behind them. It's really irritating.
That's really weird. Okay, I'll have to look into all this, because I really honestly... I've never heard of anything like this before, to be honest with
you. Oh, don't you know what Airbnb is?
I do know what it is, but we're an apartment complex. We're not like, nobody's supposed to be subletting or renting out their units.
Well, no, it's not subletting or renting. It's just nightly. I'm just staying here for 4 nights.
Okay. Do you know who you rented it from?
No, I did it online. It's just an app on my phone. I just reserved it through the phone, and then I came here and it was unlocked. And I had to punch in my code to get into the kitchen room. Because they have codes on all the doors, on all the separate bedrooms.
And you're at Casa right now?
Yeah.
And 103A/D.
Yes.
That sounds really weird. That's not even one of our apartment units.
Well, I think it says 103A on the door. But then when you go in, like apartment D is the kitchen with the twin bed.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
And I know it's just me here. I'm staying here... You know, I'm just in town alone, but I know I don't really need a double bed, but it sure would be nice, because I roll around a lot.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, I don't have anything to do with that. I mean, I just deal with the people that lease the apartment. I don't have anything to do with, like, your rental, which is not supposed to be happening anyway, so...
Well, I hope you know that the attitude you're giving me right now, I'm going to put a negative Yelp review on this Airbnb thing.
We don't have anything to do with Airbnb.
I know, but you're going to screw over one of your tenants by the way you're talking
to
me.
That's fine. That's cool.
It's not cool to screw over a tenant. Is that the kind of attitude you have there?
Who is this?
This is Dave.
All right, Dave. What's your last name?
Carter.
All right. Well, I mean, I honestly don't know what you're talking about, so I can't really help you.
Okay. Well, all I know is you said it's cool to screw over your tenants. So I'm glad I don't actually rent here, because it sounds like a bullshit place to live in.
Well, that's fine. Goodbye.
Okay. She's gone. I was going to ask her to show me around town. Stephen Aspinall. Filthole. Is that how you pronounce her name? That's who told me to do the negative Yelp review thing. And I did it. So these are getting stupid. I think I'm just going to quit and give up on this whole idea. This is dumb. Why am I doing this? Nobody gets it.
Thank you for calling. This is Corey.
Hey, Corey. I'm an Airbnb customer staying here.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm an Airbnb customer staying here in apartment 325-D. And I was just wondering...
I think you've got the wrong place. We don't have anything with a dash D.
Oh, no, it's apartment 325. I guess the tenants here have just split up the entire apartment into separate units so they can rent them on Airbnb.
But really? Because that's not legal on our lease.
Oh, well, I don't think that's the law. It's just a lease. But I was just wondering...
Well, no, actually, it's Florida law that you cannot sublet your apartment.
Oh, they're not subletting. It's just Airbnb. I'm just paying nightly. But back to my original question, I was wondering if there's any other bathrooms that I could use, because one of the other Airbnb customers here has been hogging the bathroom for over an hour now.
First off, you're not a legal occupant in the apartment, and so I'm actually going to be sending a lease violation to the residents of 325.
Well,
and
you don't have to get an attitude.
The only bathrooms available are the ones that are in the apartment.
I know, but that one, they're hogging the bathroom. Do you have, like, maybe a unit that's empty that I could just...
I can't let you into a vacant unit, sir. I'm sorry.
God. I'm just going to have to pee in a jar or something. I'm sorry to be like that, but I don't know what else to do.
I don't know what to tell you because you're not there legally, first off.
Oh, no, it's legal. I registered it on, it on my phone.
No, actually, it's not. But that's not your fault. That's the resident's fault.
Okay, well, I've been here for 4 days. There's, you know, this is split up into like 8 different units in here.
At Bay?
Yeah, yeah, I'm in the kitchen unit. I'm the one with the twin bed. I was hoping I could...
I have no idea. Sir, our apartments can't be split into 4 units. Oh. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I thought you did. You said Airbnb is not allowed.
No, I said subletting is not allowed.
Oh, okay. You know what Airbnb is, right?
I know what Airbnb is, but our residents don't own their places, so they don't have the right to do a holiday thing with an online...
Oh, well, no, that's the whole point of Airbnb. And really, if you keep up with the attitude, I'm going to give a low rating to this person that leased this to me.
I don't know what to tell you, sir,
because,
you're an unauthorized occupant in this apartment, so I'm going to have to take it up with the resident.
All I know is I really need to pee right now, and I've been unable to get in the bathroom for like 90 minutes. Must be a girl.
That's between you and your roommates. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, sir.
Can I kick the door down?
If you do, then we will have to charge the resident.
Well, I don't care. They're not even here. I just did this online. All I know is I really need to use the bathroom. I don't know what she's doing drugs again, like last night. I don't know what's going on. I just really need to pee.
There is a bathroom up by the pool behind the leasing office.
Oh,
there's a
thank
public
God.
Restroom.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thanks. I'm by the pool?
Yeah, by the pool. If you go through the pool gate, there's a glass door at the far end. Just go in there and you'll see him on your left.
Okay. All right, just go in the pool, really. That sounds nice, like a afternoon.
Please don't pee in the pool, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Use the public restroom first and then go hang out in the pool.
Okay, well, one way or another, you know. I'll do one or the other. I don't know. I noticed you didn't say anything about pooping in the pool, though.
Well, I figure, you know, bathroom in general in the pool would be included under the peeing. I mean, that's just not a sanitary thing to do.
Okay. I'm glad your attitude's getting better. I think we're up to about 3 stars now.
Don't care what stars you give the resident because I'm going to be sending them a lease violation. But I don't want you to have, you know, an injured bladder from not being able to pee. So please use the one by the pool.
Did they just separate all these apartments? Because it smells really heavy, like drywall dust.
No. You're in a one-bedroom apartment.
I know, but they split them up. Like, the bedroom, it's split up into 2 different units. And the kitchen is a unit.
Okay, that's nothing we've done.
The living
room
is 3 units.
That's something the resident has done, and I'm going to need to come inspect that apartment.
Bathtub's a unit.
Wow.
The oven.
Yeah, that's nothing we've done, and that's not in agreement with our lease contract.
Okay. Do you have anything for dog pee? Because my dog's been peeing on everything ever since I got here.
No.
Okay. Do you have an ice machine down there somewhere?
No, this isn't a this isn't a hotel, so we don't have those kind of amenities, sir. This is a rental property for full-time residents.
Okay. It's so gross. I've been using the same towel for 4 days now. I mean, for 3 days.
And those are her towels. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, it's just, you'd think they'd provide towels.
Well, first off, like I said, this is an apartment complex. It's not a hotel or a resort or anything. So if you're renting something with stuff included for a few days, you're renting from that person specifically who is on the lease contract with us. So whatever they provide for you, they provide for you, but we have nothing to do with that. We give them an apartment with a fridge, stove, dishwasher, garbage disposal, nothing else.
Vacant
apartment.
They took out the fridge and the garbage disposal because they say there's no kitchen included, and they just have a bed here in place of the fridge.
Wow. What was your name, sir?
My name's Dave.
Dave. Hey, same name as my boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
I like that name. Okay. Just come use the restroom by the pool. As far as anything else having to do with that, I don't know because we don't allow this.
Oh.
So the resident is in complete violation.
Okay. Well, as long as I'm not going to get my stuff taken or anything if you evict them, I'd hate for that.
No,
to happen. So you don't have, like, a turn-down service or anything?
sir. This is not a hotel or a resort. This is an apartment complex.
A little money extra on the side, maybe?
I'm sorry, sir. No.
Because, I mean, my sheets are disgusting. I don't think they were washed before I stayed here.
Sir, I don't think you're getting what I'm saying. This is the leasing office for an apartment complex who rents vacant apartments to residents.
Yeah,
if you have any complaints with what you have gotten off Airbnb, you need to take it up with them or the resident that rented to you.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it doesn't seem very sanitary here, and I really would like to...
Isn't sanitary, and I'm going to be sending a violation and possibly kicking that resident out.
Well, they're not even here. I don't even know where they live.
Something I can deal with. I have people waiting for me in the office, so I am going to have to let you go.
No, there's six different people staying here right now, and like three of us really need to use the bathroom. So we're all going to come down and use the pool, I think.
Please use the pool bathroom.
If you know what I mean, we're going to use the pool.
Please don't use the pool, because I will call the police.
You don't know if we're in there peeing. We're just going to be in there swimming.
Okay, so this conversation is getting ridiculous. I mean, I've offered the pool bathroom to you. Other than that, I can't help you with anything else inside the apartment because you're not there legally.
Well, I think the pool's closer than the pool bathroom, right? Because I think I know which building you're talking about.
They're attached to each other.
Because I don't know if I can make it all the way to the bathroom.
Sir, is this some kind of practical joke?
No, of course not.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Have a good day.
All right, bye. Say hi to Dave for me. Your boyfriend, Dave. All right, that's two people we've gotten kicked out of their apartments today. Yay. Yeah, nobody's getting mad. I don't know. She got pretty frustrated with me, even though she was joking around and stuff. Number two pencil's getting mad in the chat room. That's all that matters.
Thank you for calling. This is Jenny.
Hey there. I have a question. Uh-huh. I'm an Airbnb customer. I've just been staying here for a couple days in apartment 701-D.
Okay. I don't have any dashes or Ds in any of my apartments. We're an apartment community on the corner of Almerton and Belcher.
Okay. You're saying you never had the D.
No, we don't have any letterings.
I think the tenant here probably separated all the units inside.
Okay.
Because I'm staying in apartment 701, but when you go in, there's a bunch of different doors now. Like the living room is a couple.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you give me the address, what you're speaking of, the full address?
7501.
Uh-huh.
Apartment 701-D. Building 700, it says.
And you live there now?
Well, I don't live there. I'm just an Airbnb customer. I'm just staying here for a few days. I'm checking out tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, but I don't understand because I don't... what's your question, though? What are you saying?
Well, I was wondering if there might be another bathroom somewhere because one of the other Airbnb customers here has been hogging the bathroom for over 90 minutes now. And I just really need to use the bathroom.
Okay. I can assure you that I have no idea what you're speaking of because...
You don't know what a bathroom is?
It's a building with 12 apartments and each one has a key to enter each room. There's no shared bathrooms here.
Oh, no, they leave apartment 701 unlocked because they have all the separate units.
There's no 701. We don't have a 701.
Well, Apocalypse says you do. Is it 702?
No, we don't have any 702s.
Okay, all I know is...
701s.
I'm at this address.
And what's Airbnb? What does that mean, Airbnb?
Oh,
what's that? It's
a service online. If you look it up, it's like it's a hotel, but you're not really staying in a hotel. You're staying in someone's house.
This isn't a house. This is an apartment.
Well, it's an apartment, you know, same thing.
Oh, okay.
And I pay $35 a night to stay here.
Okay.
So I don't expect this kind of attitude when I call the front desk.
Well,
I'm going
to
leave just 2 stars.
I'm trying to understand what you're... Can I get your name so I can call the person who's in the bathroom and try to figure out what you're talking about?
You're going to call them?
I'm trying to figure out who you are and who they are, and I'm confused. I don't have anybody sharing apartments. I only have 12 month leases here.
Oh, no, I'm just here for 3 days. I can't...
Yeah, but I don't have anybody that does subletting either.
It's against our policy. Yeah, it's not subletting. It's more just like I'm just staying for the night. I'm staying for 3 nights. It's like
you're staying with a friend.
Oh no, I'm staying. I checked in online, and I came here and went inside, and there was my bed.
How did you get the key?
They leave it unlocked now because they have all the different units inside unlocked.
But there's no. I don't have anything that has an interior hallway to get into. Everything has a front door and a back door. Everything. Oh, I mean, there's no.
But like the bedroom has been separated into two different bedrooms. And then there's two different doors in there now.
I don't have anything like that, sir. I don't
know.
What's the company that you're paying this money to?
It's Airbnb.com.
I call them? Can I get their number so I can contact them?
Oh, I don't. It's just, I don't think they have customer service. It's just an app on my phone.
Oh my God, it's so crazy.
You know what Uber is? It's kind of like Uber,
yeah,
but for houses.
Yeah. Uber for houses. Airbnb. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave, and then, Dave, do you know who owns that apartment?
No, I just used Airbnb, and just, you know, there's like five other people staying here besides me, but none of them are the tenant, I don't think. I think they're just Airbnb customers.
And it's 701 and then 70-D. 701-D?
D, like dog.
Okay, because the address that you gave me, 775... is our actual address, but our numbers, they're like 711, 712, 713, 714. They don't go into any zeros ever.
Oh, this, you know, it's probably just my handwriting. It looks like this, the zero in here could be a one. So I guess it's apartment 711. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
711.
Yeah.
So you know Yardena Williams.
No, I'm just an Airbnb customer.
That's where she lives, is 711. So that's why I think you have the wrong number. You have the wrong number, for sure.
Well, no, I'm here at this address. I'm on Olmerton Road.
Well, can you come to the leasing office and I meet you in the office? Talk about it?
Is there a bathroom in there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep, there's okay. A bathroom in here.
And Ardenna Williams, she's the one on the lease?
Yeah, that's 7-Eleven. Oh. That's who owns the lease. She's been there for over 20 years.
And what's her phone number?
I don't have her number. She's a private resident here, and that's why I find it confusing. I'm totally at a loss for what this is about.
Oh, well, no, they've separated all the rooms with drywall. They've drywalled.
She lives in a one-bedroom. There's only 807 square feet.
I know, but the living room is three separate units. They're really small. They're just the single beds. The bedroom's a couple units. The kitchen is a unit.
I swear to you, it's the wrong number. You have the wrong number, I swear. Because if you could walk over, I can see building 700 from my office right now. Can you walk over to the leasing office then?
I could go to the window.
Yeah, sure. Wave. Come on in. I have a bathroom in here that's open and available.
Okay. Well, no, I'm in the window where you could just see me and I could wave.
Well, no. If you want to use the restroom, you can come right in here and use our restroom.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to leave more stars. Okay, she's gone. All right, thank you, apartment lady, for giving me that lady's name that lives there. Ardenna Williams, apartment 711. Everyone go visit her. All right, let's see what's next.
Thank you for calling Norton Apartments. We're currently showing property or assisting other residents.
Bullshit.
To reach our leasing office.
You're outside taking a smoke break.
Thank you for choosing Royal Breeze. This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. I have a question.
Yes.
I'm an Airbnb customer.
Okay.
And I'm staying in, I guess, apartment A-D. And
I'm sorry, you're staying in apartment...
I guess A-D.
8-D?
A-D. Building 153, it says.
Okay, so you're in 153, what apartment?
It's on the first floor, but it's in the living room number 2 apartment. It's an Airbnb unit.
You live here on property?
Oh, no, I don't live there. I'm staying there for a couple of days.
With a friend?
Oh, no, I'm an Airbnb customer. I registered online, and I've been staying here for 3 days. But anyway, my question, I was wondering if I could get...
I'm sorry, we don't do Airbnb here in Royal Breeze.
Oh, yes, they do. No, this place I'm in right now has five different units.
Oh.
Inside, the living room's been divided by drywall and everything. And the kitchen is a bedroom, and the bedrooms are separate bedrooms.
The kitchen is a bedroom, you're telling me?
Yeah, they put up walls and stuff. I figured you guys knew about this. I was just wondering if there's another bathroom on the premises I could use, because someone's hogging the bathroom.
No, what apartment? 153B?
Is that the building number, 153?
Well, that would be the apartment number.
Oh, okay.
The letter.
I'm so confused. Yeah.
Yeah, there's four apartments on the 153 side.
Okay, I'm on the first floor, but then inside I'm in living room number, it's D.
D, 153D.
Well, apartment A, but then inside, once you get inside apartment A, it's letter D. That's how they have them labeled inside here, because they have a bunch of different doors.
I am so sorry. I am lost. I had no clue. We don't allow subcontracting. Subleasing. I'm sorry, subleasing.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just Airbnb. I'm just here for a few days.
Okay. So you want to know if there's another bathroom?
Yeah, some jerk that she was really loud last night, too. She's really irritating to stay here with, but she's been in the bathroom all morning, like over 2 hours now. I don't know if she fell asleep. I've been banging on the door and she won't answer.
Okay.
Is there another bathroom in here? Because I don't have access to the other rooms.
Yeah, there would be two bathrooms.
Okay, that must be in one of the bedrooms, because that's locked. There's a deadbolt on that door.
And what is your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy, do you know the roommate's name?
I don't have a roommate. I'm just staying here through Airbnb.
You're staying there.
Yeah, I just registered online.
Okay. All right. Did you want to come to the office and use the office bathroom?
Oh, can I?
Absolutely.
Is there an ice machine down there?
No.
Or any breakfast service?
No.
Because, like, there's not even a kitchen here, because they turned it into a bedroom.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Is this a joke?
No, I don't joke.
Okay. All right, I've never heard such a thing.
Oh, no,
Can I have your phone number, Roy, and give you a call back shortly?
It's a real thing. It's Airbnb.com.
Right, I know somebody who works there and lives here.
Oh, is it them? Is that who I'm staying? Whose apartment I'm staying in?
I don't believe so. You said you're on a first floor, and you're in 153.
Yes.
And they converted the kitchen into a bedroom.
Yeah, but I'm not staying in that one, because that's the expensive one. I'm staying in one of the living room apartments, which is apartment D. There's apartment C and D in the living room, and I'm staying in D. And oh my God, the walls are so thin. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like they didn't even insulate him.
Wow. Okay, so you're staying in B and C. Inside the apartment, they labeled it A, B, and C.
Yeah, yeah, on each of the doors that they put up. Like the two doors that go into the living room, those are labeled D, C, and D. And I'm in apartment D.
Okay, and so when you're going into the actual apartment before you get into the rooms,
mm-hmm.
are you on the first floor or you're on the second floor?
Oh, yeah, the first floor.
The first floor.
Yep.
And the letter outside that door says?
It says A.
Says A.
Yeah.
153A.
Yeah. And the guy, I don't know who it is staying next to me, but they have pets. And is that even allowed here? They're really noisy pets. They kept me up all night. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to do Airbnb again.
Okay.
They had pets. They kept, like, howling and scratching on the walls and stuff.
Well, we allow one pet per household.
Oh, they had more than that. And I know the lady in the bathroom, she's got one of those stupid dogs that she carries in her purse.
Okay.
I don't have any pets. I didn't bring any pets with me. I think it's stupid to travel with pets. Pets belong in a kennel.
Okay. So you're staying
like
in
the
153A.
A-D.
Okay. All right. We're I'm going to have to give you a call back. Is there a phone number I can reach you at?
Yeah, it's on your caller ID. And do you have any kind of continental breakfast? I know it's late and everything, but I don't know if anything's left over, maybe?
No, no, Roy. Roy, this is an apartment community, so whoever turned that apartment into an Airbnb did it, I guess, illegally. It's against our rules.
Oh, no. No, it's okay. It's just Airbnb. It's not like subletting. It's completely different.
Yeah, no. You're telling me they put up walls. They converted a kitchen into a bedroom.
Yeah, and it's so ridiculous. It smells like drywall in here. It's like they just did it or something. They didn't even paint. When I rub my hand on the wall, it's just all white. There's like all this dust on the walls. It doesn't seem sanitary. And I have asthma, and I don't know. Between that...
What made you go through Airbnb? Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time. I travel a lot, and I've stayed in a lot of places, but they're usually not much nicer than this. Yeah, this is a real shithole you run here.
Converting a two-bedroom into a four- or five-bedroom? I can only imagine what it looks like.
I think it's eight.
Eight bedrooms?
I think.
You've got to be kidding me. This has to be a joke.
Well, stop sounding like that, and I won't laugh. That was
okay.
Your fault.
Roy, I have to... whoever you rented the room from, you might want to discuss it with them. Okay, I have to let you go.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm working, Roy.
Okay. Do you have to answer that other line?
All right. Bye.
Is that what you have to do? Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop being the Airbnb tenants. I want to be the apartment owners, and I don't know. Say what? I don't know. Talk about Airbnb to them. Oh, yeah, Stan Truckers. Try calling as the contractor doing the conversion thingy. That's what I'll do. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You have reached a Lease Hawk number that will be activated shortly.
Whoa. Whoa, what? A Lease Hawk?
You have reached a Lease Hawk number that will be activated shortly.
Click. Okay. I'll delete that one, I guess. What the hell, Apocalypse?
Landing is calling.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm with Royco Contracting. And
yes.
I'm doing some work on one of the units here for the Airbnb conversion. And I don't know. Is there any way someone could come and look at this? Like, I'm supposed to put urinals in all of the separate rooms, and the plumbing's all wrong for these urinals. Like, there's no plumbing going into They told me just to drain the urinals into the wall.
That's something I don't even know if you're with the right property. Which property are you trying to reach?
Well, are you on 212 Boulevard?
Yes.
In Chicago?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. In Palm Harbor.
Yeah, in Palm Harbor. And what are you, which apartment?
I'm in apartment 5206.
My goodness, I have no idea. All right, let me call my maintenance. And 5206 you're in?
What? Yeah, 5206. Yeah, I'm just doing work here. They're having me convert all of the rooms into separate rooms because they're going to rent them on Airbnb.com.
Okay, I truly don't know.
You don't know what?
What you're referring to. I really don't.
Oh, it's like a hotel service, and they're just going to rent out the room separately. So I'm converting the living room into three separate units. That's A, B, and C, and then the kitchen is apartment D. And then one of the bedrooms is apartment E and F.
Okay, have you come to the office? Are you in the apartment right now?
Yeah, I'm in here right now. I'm trying to, they want to put a urinal on each, inside of each room. But there's just not plumbing for that. So I'm going to have to run pipes under the floors, I think. So I'm just going to cut into the floors. I'm sorry, what's that?
No, I truly, okay. If you can come to the office, I have, and who authorized this?
I guess the person, the tenant that lives in this unit.
Okay, is this, like, truly, I mean, I'm not aware of this. but that's not possible.
What do you mean it's not possible? That's the new thing. People do. It's Airbnb.com. You've heard of that, right?
No. No.
Oh, okay. So, it's like a hotel service, but it's like half price. And, you know, you just, instead of staying in a hotel, you just stay in a converted apartment.
All right. Now I'm truly like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, so I just explained it. It's pretty straightforward.
What is your name?
My name is Dave. I'm with Royco,
okay, Dave.
Royco Contracting.
All right. I truly... all right. Who did you get authorized to do? This is not possible. So just come to the office.
Why
I have no idea what you're
talking. Why do you say
about.
It's not possible? I have work to do in here. I just wanted to get clearance to cut into the floor and tap into the pipes for the toilet.
All right. Now I know you're truly, there is no clearance for that. So who is this?
Again?
You sound really familiar. Is this Tony?
No, I'm a contractor. I'm with Royco.
All right, then you need to come to the office because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I will after I finish this urinal installation.
Oh, yeah, I don't. That's something that's not going to be possible, so I would not continue.
Anything's possible if you put your mind to
okay.
it.
Okay, no.
Just ask George McFly.
Listen. This is a total joke, so whatever.
Your face is a joke.
I mean, it is Tony?
No, I'm not Tony. I've told you several times what my name is.
Okay. Well, that's not possible, so...
It is possible. I've done it. I've done it in two of the other units. I just wanted to find out about this one, because in the other ones, I was able to tap into the plumbing easily through the second bathroom.
Okay. Well, I'm not aware of any of this going on, and that has to go through all...
Well, it's too late.
Manager.
It's done. I finished. I finished those rooms, but now I'm working on the honeymoon suite, which is in the kitchen.
Okay, whatever. All right, listen.
Tony said you'd fall for anything.
Yeah, well, that's not the case.
Well,
I'm not falling for it. So.
I think you are. I think you totally believe all of this. You're just ashamed to admit it.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious.
Okay.
I don't joke.
Okay, then just... All right, I gotta go.
Okay. Tony says, fuck you, motherfucker.
Who the hell is this?
This is Dave. How many times are you gonna ask me that?
I don't know Dave.
Oh, I know. Tony had me call you. Tony says you're a deadbeat mom.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, shit. Struck a nerve there. Fucking Tony. A guy named, in the chat room, a guy named Filth Hole is the one that told me to say the thing about the plumbing for the urinals. Thanks, Filth Hole. Best name ever.
This is an emergency telephone located at...
Emergency at Palmway Village Apartments, building 12, address Florida.
All right.
3702.
Thanks.
Main menu.
Oh,
press
wow.
1 to talk, 2 to program, or *0 to disconnect.
Oh, I'm on a program.
Program menu. Press 1 for phone numbers, 2 for messages, 3 for advanced option, 4 for messages menu.
The hell?
Press 1 for site identification, 2 for announcements, pound to return to program menu. Site identification message. Press 1 to record, 2 to review, 3 to delete, pound to return to. At the tone, record your message, followed by pound.
Fuck! I don't have a pound. The Glory Hole Foundation.
You recorded.
The Glory Hole Foundation.
Okay, you guys, look. This seems like a lot of fun. But, I mean, it's pointless, because nobody calls this, right? Let me call in on a program where I actually have a pound key. I know it's stupid. My other software doesn't have a pound key. But it's my favorite software for some reason. In my day, we didn't need pound keys. Why isn't it dialing? Or should I even bother? I mean, this is... Oh, I know what the problem is. this. Okay, I'm not going to do this. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, it seems like it'd be fun to switch it all around, but who's going to hear it? I'm going to save it, and maybe I'll play with it later, off the air or something. Sorry, Jessica. Hashtags, not pound keys. I forgot that I'm British. Well, that sucks. I think we're going to take a quick break, because I need a break. And then what am I going to do? Yeah, I don't know. We'll be back in a few minutes. I still have more numbers from Apocalypse. Be back in a few minutes. And then we'll continue with more apartment calls.
Hey, Brad. Corbin guy. Thank you, Corbin guy. The live show the other day. It was funny at times. Really lifted my spirit thing, you know? My favorite part of the show is when the phone rang.
It's everybody's favorite part. Thanks for calling, Corbin guy. I'm still 4 weeks behind on the voicemail, so who knows what show he's referring to.
So a lot of people have been throwing shade about me stealing Olga's joke.
Throwing shade? What?
Here's the thing.
You weird foreigner.
I think.
And your weird terms.
I don't think I stole Olga's joke. I know I didn't steal Olga's joke. I may have accidentally retold one that I heard her say. If Olga can produce a citation of when she said that joke, I will withdraw my challenge for her position, and she will remain the reigning joke person. And I probably should have thought of a joke before I called.
It's okay.
So I guess I don't have a joke. Fuck.
That's all right. Here you go.
Bye.
Hey, Arby. I just had a blast making some prank phone calls to the cab companies, telling them I just left the bar and I left my crack in their car. Can they please return it? Give it a shot. Cactus.
Here, I think you need a rim shot also. There you go.
Hey, Arby.
Hello.
I'm supposed to be working right now, but instead I'm out here calling you because I just had to tell you how much I loved the Starbucks Go Cup episode today.
So that's where we are. Maybe that's what Corbin guy was talking about earlier.
It's when you create actual chaos, even if we don't see it. So just wanted to say that. And keep it up. It was beautiful. You had people coloring in Starbucks cups with Sharpies. I loved it. So
I loved how you could hear the girl coloring in the background. You could hear her Sharpie working.
Texas. Bye.
Yeah, me and Jihad, we kind of want to try the Starbucks thing as a calls of mass confusion thing. I don't know how well that would work on camera, but we just need to get together again soon and give that a try, maybe.
There you go, Brad. You've just invented an idea. You can do the cup idea for mass calls of mass confusion.
What?
Get them on the calls of mass.
What the hell? Are you listening to me? Or
confusion to like turn the cups inside out. I bet that would make me laugh a lot. Okay, I've got to keep this short. Bye.
That was pretty weird. It's like his voicemail predicted what I was talking about. What the hell?
Hello, Roy. It's me, Jack Helgren. I've been listening to your show all day. You and that sexy fucking voice. I'm naked. I'm rubbing oil
Stop
all over
it.
My body. God damn, your voice is so
I'm blocking
sexy.
Your number.
Make me want to shoot skeet. I'm just kidding. Keep up the good work on the show. It's funny. Me and my friends listen to it on the way to work. It's hilarious. You're a sick son of a bitch.
Thanks.
And it turns me on.
All right. I think I'm going to quit the voicemails now. Or, I don't know. Here, let's do a couple more.
Hey, Arby. It's me, Dwight. Do more shows with me. Fuck. Show me your tits. Fuck.
All right. Thanks, Dwight. Real Dwight, who is not fake, for calling in.
Hey, Brad. Love the shows lately, man.
Thanks.
I've been going back on your YouTube and listening to the old Roy and Stacy in the Morning shows, man. You gotta do more of those.
Yeah, good times.
They're really good. All right. Texas.
Come back, Stacy. Everyone misses you, except for me.
Hey, Roy. I don't know, man. I just wanted to leave a voicemail, a quick one, but I left a couple in the past. I don't think you played them, or maybe you didn't listen to them.
I listen to all the voicemails. Some of them, like, just for whatever reason, I can't play them. Like, sometimes the quality sucks. Sometimes I get voicemails that are, like, 45 seconds long, and they're just empty. Like, there's nothing there. It's just silence. So maybe it's your fault. if you called with Skype or something. I don't know. Just saying. I play pretty much all the voicemails except the weird, creepy ones. I mean, not including the one I played today.
But I don't know if you just hate my city or... Because I know you're slick with all the area codes. You see it, boom, I know where that's at. But anyway, I just wanted to, you know, shout out...
Actually, Google Voice, they tell me where you're calling from. Like, it reverses the area code to the city. So I don't even have to know my area codes.
Yeah, I love your shows and, you know, keep them coming. Right now I'm watching Sorry I Dinged Your Lube Job at the moment. But, yep, that's it. Love you, Roy. Bye.
Aw, thanks. All right, that's it for the voicemails, and I guess we're going to get back to the live show. There's still another, I think, 45 minutes left of live show. So here it is. Here's the rest of the live show from earlier today. So the guy that sent me those apartment number building complex things, the guy that sent me all those, these are all in Florida, by the way. He sent me another list. He sent me a separate email, Apocalypse did. He said, "What's up, Brad? I'm sending you info on 15 more apartment complexes. These ones are exclusively from Florida this time." They were all Florida last time. They're in a different area of Florida this time, though. "People down here stupidly display their unit numbers all over Street View." Yeah, those stupid motherfuckers. "Hopefully one day I'll hear a new Tenants from Hell show. If you do a Tenants from Hell month, I probably have enough complex information to keep you going for the month." Yeah, that's what I should do. An entire month. It'll get super old, just like Cardings. "Hope these numbers are extra angry when you call." Oh, and he's going on about his voicemail again. Whatever. Thanks, Apocalypse. Let's call these next 15 numbers, and then I'm quitting.
At no additional charge, AT&T can help you find a similar business in the same area, since the number you have called is not in service.
Damn, Apocalypse. First one on the list.
Thank you for calling. This is Myra. How may I help you today?
Hey, Myra. This is Dave. I'm in apartment 344.
Hi.
I just needed to find out. I'm changing my lock. It's not going to be a key lock anymore. It's going to be a combination lock that works with iPhones and Androids. So my Airbnb, so my Airbnb customers can get in.
Oh, I see.
And do I need to just give you the combination to that?
Actually, you would need to speak with Oscar. He's actually the guy that would have, you know, handle that for you. And I don't know how he'd want to do that, but more than likely, yes, in the event, or we might even just call you ahead of time and say, "Hey, look, you know, we need to access your unit during this time frame," and then you can give us the code then. But yeah. Oscar would be the right person to speak with, though.
I could just remotely unlock it.
Oh, yeah, that would work, too. But, yeah, I mean, I would talk to him, see what, you know, if you guys, if you're okay with that, then great. You know, and then just see what he says, if you don't mind.
Well, I've already done it. I mean, it's done.
I mean, as far as how to, you know, give him
access. See. Okay.
Yeah, because I know we have balcony issues and stuff like that happening right now where we've got a contractor doing that. And I know it sounds like you're on the first floor, yes?
What kind of balcony issues? Yeah, I'm on the first floor.
They have some hairline cracks and things that they have got a contractor coming out to go ahead and make sure that those are repaired and then re-stuccoed and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, because my balconies get pretty full with all these Airbnb customers.
Okay, yeah, usually, because you're on the first floor, they don't need to go through the inside for any reason, but just to kind of give Oscar a heads up and let him know that what you've changed, and in the event that they do, like there's an emergency or something, that you know he should probably call you to get the, or have you unlock it or what have you, so they can, somebody can go in for whatever they need to.
I see. Okay. Does Oscar still live in the trash?
No. Oh, that, probably.
that was from Heisenberg. I'm sorry, that wasn't me.
It's okay.
So I've converted my balcony to another bedroom for the Airbnb customers. And I was wondering, like, does this hairline crack gonna, is that gonna affect that at all? I am on the first floor.
I have a question for you because I have a feeling that that is not your, you, what unit did you say you were in?
344?
Yeah, no, that's not here. We have, first and second floor units only.
Well, it's 2835.
35, and then what's the unit number? Because it's, either a 104, 204, it would be either one or a two.
Oh, yeah, it's three. It's one. I'm really sorry. Okay, I smoked so much weed today.
It's okay. It's okay. What's the unit number again?
304.
Okay, we don't have a 304.
I'm sorry, 204.
Okay, So it's a second floor apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've converted the balcony into another unit, and we put a lock on the door. So yeah. I guess they'll need a key to get out onto the balcony.
Yeah, you definitely need to speak with Oscar, sure.
So they need the combination to get into the apartment and then a key to get on the balcony.
Okay. Yeah, let me give you his number and you can speak directly with him because he's going to need to know all that information for sure.
Okay. And how many units am I allowed to divide this apartment up into?
You're not.
So far, I've turned it into 5 separate units.
There's no way.
No, I turned the kitchen into a unit, too.
You would definitely need to speak with Oscar. I'm sorry. He's the association manager. If you actually own a unit, that would definitely be through him.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take Oscar's number.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Can you not give me the area code, though? Because I don't believe in those. Just the number.
Sure. It's 97888 is his number.
Okay. And, all right. But how many units are we allowed to split these up into?
He would be the better person to give you that answer. I'm sorry.
Okay, because I'm hoping for 10, because I get $35 a night from my tenants.
Oh, okay. Well, he would be the better answer the better answer giver, I should say, for you, for sure.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Myra.
Okay. Thanks, Myra.
You're welcome.
Have
Bye-bye.
A nice day. She just doesn't give a shit. She wants me to talk to Oscar. Oscar's probably not going to answer.
Thank you for calling British at Palmier Condominium. This is Oscar. Please leave a message and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. He doesn't want to pick up his phone, so I'm going to make my caller ID have the number of the apartment complex. That way he'll think the office is calling him. Take that, Oscar. It sounded like he was leaving that message from a trash can, right? Right?
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Breezes Upon Mayor Condominium. This is Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. It's Roy. I'm a tenant here. And
okay, what can I do for you, Roy? What building and what unit are you calling from?
Building 2835.
Okay, what unit?
204.
What can I do for you?
And Myra says I just need to talk to you about my balcony because I put a lock on the balcony because I'm an Airbnb entrepreneur.
Are you renting from who are you renting from?
The mayor.
Okay, so what can I do about the lock?
Oh, well, I changed my front door lock into an iPhone lock.
Okay, you need to give access to your landlord, and then your landlord can give it to us.
Yeah, that's what Myra said. I told her she was stupid, but she said I need to call Oscar.
Okay, so you're providing the lock?
Yeah, I can give you the combination, or I can just authorize your iPhone.
Yeah, what I suggest is to coordinate that with your landlord.
Oh, well, she told me to call you, because she didn't have any answers. Myra just seems really not on top of things.
Well, you're not asking me for anything. You're calling me to provide me access.
I know, but also I need to ask you about the apartments, because I've divided up my living room into 3 separate apartments, because I'm an Airbnb person. I rent out Airbnb to people. I rent out the separate units to everyone. It's like a hotel.
Okay, so your landlord... Myra's your landlord, the JRGS.
I don't know. Who the fuck are you? I mean, she told me to call you about this.
Sir, I'm not going to tolerate you talking to me that way. I'm sorry, we're done.
Okay, well, you have an attitude. What the hell? He really is a grouch. Thanks for pointing that out, Steven Sanity.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Bridges Apartment. This is Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. I just wanted to tell you you're a grouch.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
They should call you Oscar the Grouch. All right. I'm done with this place. I'm not going to call Myra back because she just didn't give a shit. That whole thing went nowhere.
Apartments.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm the city inspector here. And I'm in apartment 210.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we can't approve this. This whole Airbnb thing, because it doesn't seem fire safe. The Airbed and Breakfast Service.com?
No, wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
calling the right number?
Oh, yeah. No, I guess Airbnb, they expect their, the people that rent out their rooms to get them inspected to have a better rating.
Oh, that's not me.
Well, oh, no. The person who lives in apartment 210 called us.
About what?
Well, to inspect all the separate units, because he's divided up this whole apartment. Like, one of the bedrooms is 2 units, and the living room is 3 units. Like, he's divided all up and put doors on all the separate units.
What?
And it's the main problem.
No, wait a minute. Are you here at apartments?
Yeah, on Court.
And you're in Orlando Gomez's apartment?
That's the guy.
And what did he do in his apartment?
Hold on, let me type that in. He's divided up his apartment into a bunch of different units so that he can't
do that.
Well, no, he did. He's been doing this for a while, apparently, because he put up drywall. He put up studs and drywall and painted it. It looks.
No. We inspect the apartments every year.
Oh, well, you're gonna want to look at this one. Yeah, so
I'm going to. I'm sending my maintenance man up to you now.
Well, I'm trying to tell you something. Jesus Christ. So the main problem, the main problem we have is he installed a urinal in every single. I'm sorry. Let me get a glass of water.
I don't. Oh my God.
So the urinals that he installed in every single unit in here, because there's 8 separate units inside this apartment.
8.
Yeah, there's people staying here currently. There's a looks like 4.
No, that can't be. It's Orlando, and it's his mother and his wife.
I don't know.
His mother is like 90-something.
They're Airbnb customers now.
Who's Airbnb? I don't know what you're saying to me.
Oh, it's an online thing. Just go to Airbnb.com. It's like a hotel, but instead of staying in a hotel, you stay in people's apartments.
No, not here. You don't.
And he does. He rents them out. There's 4 people staying here right now. And there's
overlooking the pool.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into that room because it's locked. But
what room? Honey, I don't think you're in the right place. But I'm coming up to apartment 210 right now.
Don't listen. So
yeah, Northeast 50th Court.
The problem that I've been trying to tell you about for the past 18 minutes. Is that the urinals, there's no plumbing for them. They just drain into the walls.
Oh, for God's sakes, you don't understand. We don't allow this, and we have inspections.
I'm the inspector.
I'm coming right up to the door
I'm
now.
The inspector, you dumb hoe. I'm the city inspector for Fort Lauderdale.
What did you just call me?
I said I'm a city inspector.
No, what did you just call me?
No, because you're yelling at me, okay? I got upset, I'm sorry. But about these urinals... They don't drain. There's no plumbing. They just drain into the walls, and that's not safe. That creates mold and stuff.
Hi. Hey, where's Orlando? No, here? Nobody here? You have an inspector here? No. You're calling the wrong place.
Oh, no. Actually, I was just prank calling you, ma'am.
Right. Fuck you.
Holy shit. She screamed fuck you in front of her tenants. Now, the awesome thing is that when she looks on her caller ID, she's going to see the phone number of that other apartment that I just called before this one. I wish Orlando Gomez wasn't such a common name, because it'd be great to look him up and pretend to be with the apartment. She can't pick up because she's busy apologizing to the tenants.
Hi, you've reached Flo Diane Apartments. We can't answer the phone right
now. All right, she's not picking up. Oh, well. Well, that made the whole show worth it, I think. I mean, she was awesome before she said fuck you. So that was Brown Magic's idea, the one I just did about the inspector. Thanks, Brown Magic.
Thank you for calling. This is Josma. How may I help you?
Hi, this is David. I'm the city inspector. The Fort Lauderdale... I'm the city inspector with Fort Lauderdale mm-hmm. City Inspection Services.
You want to talk to the manager?
Yeah.
One moment,
that'd
please.
That'd be best, I think. Oh, you motherfucker.
Good afternoon, Nicole speaking.
Hey, Nicole, this is Brad. I'm the city inspector.
Hi, how are you, Brad?
Hi, pretty good. I was just calling. I'm doing an inspection right now in Unit 10838 in Building 23.
10838. Say that again. What's the unit?
Oh, it's 10838.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know that we can't really approve these separate units that they've installed in here, mostly because of the plumbing.
Guys, hold on a second. Guys, can you close the door? I'm talking to the inspector.
Yeah, tell him to shut the fuck up.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, it's okay.
You sound like you're far away. Go ahead.
Oh, I just letting you know that about these separate units, like, they're not really safe, and I think the urinals, the plumbing is draining down into the units below.
What units are you talking about? The air conditioner units?
No, the apartment units below this one.
Okay, but I'm new. I've been here 30 days, but I don't know exactly what you're referring to. What are you? What kind of inspection are you doing?
Oh, so they run an Airbnb. Do you know what Airbnb is?
No.
Oh, they rent out their apartment to a bunch of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they separated all of the rooms in their apartment into different units.
Who called you for an inspection in that apartment?
Oh, the person that rents from here.
Okay, so the person who lives here in that unit reported that some other people are living in his apartment?
Yeah, well, no, he rents them out for $35 a night. It's like a hotel here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
he's
Are you on property right now?
Yeah. He's divided the living room up into three separate units, and then the bedrooms are each two units, and the kitchen is a unit.
Are you on property right at this moment?
And the hallway is a unit. Yeah, I'm just doing the inspection. But anyway, he installed a urinal in each apartment. And the urinals, there's no plumbing. They just drain into the walls.
Brad, are you on property right now, right?
Oh, my God. I said yes like three times now. So
okay.
Yeah, so just...
Can you please stop in the office so we can meet with you real quick?
Oh, I don't have time. I have to go do some other inspections today all over town. Busy. That's me, just inspecting all day long.
Yeah, okay, but you know, what are you asking for me to address this issue?
Well, I just thought maybe you guys should fix the plumbing, because, I mean, I would hate to shut down your entire complex just because you don't have proper plumbing in for all these urinals. Or, you know,
what is your contact number?
Maybe if you come up here and you slip me a few bucks, I'll just go ahead and approve this inspection.
Give me your phone number.
Or maybe, instead of a few bucks... All right. She's not having any of that. Okay. I need to administer my thingy asterisks. See, because somebody has figured out how to call in to the secret line. Let's go ahead and pick up for them. See who it is. Hello?
Buddy.
Hi there.
Hello?
What you doing?
Am I on the show?
Yeah. Who's this?
I'm Hodgepodge in the chat room.
Oh, hey, Hodgepodge. How'd you figure out the secret code?
Sorry?
How'd you figure out the secret code to call in?
I think you mentioned that you were saying that someone should do it, and then you said, oh, I shouldn't say that, because that actually works. So, I've been waiting for an opportunity to do it.
No.
But I need to tell you something, okay?
Okay.
I'm a genius, right?
You are.
You know, Roy the retarded boy. I came up with something else.
Oh shit!
It's Brad the retarded lad.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I'm a genius.
There
hold
you
on.
Go. I had to do the drum
brilliant.
Sound effect.
Nice.
Even though it's only funny if you live in the United Kingdom or wherever you are. Are you Australian or United?
No, New Zealand.
United. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really bad at accents. And there's no country code on this
call. Oh man, I should hang up now because I've got nothing else to say.
Okay, well, I'm going to disconnect the secret thing that you just called in on, so no one else can ever do it again.
Oh, fuck.
So thanks for ruining it for everyone. But, like, you're the first person that's figured it out, and it's existed for over a year now, at least. Probably two.
All right.
So congratulations. Okay. You win the prize.
Right, bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, listen to Office Space while I try to remember where this extension is. Let's see. Main menu. IVR. I don't even remember what it is. Oh, there it is. It looks like if you call into the main PLA system... And I'm turning this off right now. And instead of dialing 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, to hack answer machines, you can dial either Brad or you can dial RBCP, and that will route you directly to my laptop. But not anymore. Now I'm routing both of those to the inn's home phone. Sorry, the inn. There, no more ringing phone for me. Oh, come on, Hodgepodge, that was awesome. You hacked my show, congratulations. So, if anyone wants to dial in to the T&I machine thing, phonelosers.org/T&I, you can dial RBCP, or you can dial Brad, and you'll be connected to the inn from now on. Hopefully I fixed that. Show. Oh, he dialed show. Okay, maybe it was RBCP or Brad. I did see RBCP in there. I was just guessing at what the numbers spelled. So, talk to the inn, dial show. I'll hook those back up again someday. Take some calls.
Good afternoon, Tahoe.
Hi, this is David. I'm the city inspector.
And, yes, David.
Hi, I'm just doing an inspection here in an apartment 10636. They're the ones that have the Airbnb set up.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, God, okay.
Hold on. Let me see what you're...
Hold on.
City inspector?
Yeah, well, it's just because they called it... The tenant called us because they're Airbnb entrepreneurs.
They're what?
They do the Airbnb thing. You know what Airbnb is?
I don't.
Oh, they rent out their separate rooms in their apartment. They rent them out nightly, like hotel prices.
What are you talking about?
But cheaper. Anyway, they've separated all of the rooms in the apartment into separate rooms so they can rent out
more. Where are you at, exactly?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm on 109th Terrace in apartment 10636.
I don't have anything at 10636 on 109th Terrace. So you're calling the wrong company, sir. That's why I'm trying to find out.
Well, you don't have to be a smartass about it. You don't have to be such a fucking jerk.
I don't have anything like that.
Why are you being such a jerk? I'm going to leave you like only 2 stars. I'm going to leave you a bad Yelp review. Motherfucker.
Yeah, you're a nice guy.
I know. All right. That was pointless. That was all Apocalypse's fault. And Hodgepodge's fault, because he like threw me off my game calling up my laptop like that. That was weird.
The preserve. Help you.
Hi, this is Charles. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Yes.
I was wondering, do I need to give you the new combination for my front door? Because I put a combination lock on.
Are you renting right now, or are you on?
I'm a renter, yep.
You have to give it to your landlord.
Well, who the fuck is this?
I'm sorry?
Who the fuck are you? I thought I was calling my landlord.
And you, that's how you're talking to me?
Well, if you're not my landlord, I can say whatever I want. No. Yeah. All right. Damn it. I blame Apocalypse for that one, too. Seriously, who the fuck was that? All right. That's like Oscar giving me the runaround.
Preservative Reliance, how may I help you?
Hey, Cump Muffin, can I have the landlord's phone number?
What unit are you in? What's your unit number?
I'm in 3960. Thank you for asking about my unit. This is Dave.
What is your name?
Dave.
I can't hear you. What is your name?
It's Dave.
Hello?
Hi.
I said, what is your name?
It sounds like your Metro PCS phone just beeped. Cunt Muffin.
You know, I don't have time for your games. This is the property manager. What do you need?
Oh, I just needed to ask about my combination
lock.
What
is your name? I asked you a question. What is your name?
Quiet, honey.
Oh.
All right, I'll leave her alone now, I guess. I pulled a Carlito on her. Whenever I call anyone honey, or I'm like womanizing in any way, you can always thank Carlito for that. He taught me well.
Thank you for calling Media.
Hi, this is David. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh, how are you?
And oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good. I just needed to find out, I changed my lock on my front door, and it's a combination now.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, did you put something different on the door?
Yeah, it's a combination lock. There's no more key.
Okay, but you... I think you have to have our permission to do that.
It's too late. I already did it.
Yeah, but they have to be our standard. That's not your decision.
Okay, well, I'll give you the combination. I just needed to do this because of I do an Airbnb where I rent out all the rooms.
Okay, yeah, but you need to understand that this is an apartment complex, not your private home, and it has to be our standards. So we need to go there and check and see if it's okay. If not, then we have to put it back the way that it was.
Oh, no, you can't put it back because I have a lot of customers that come in and out of here all the time.
I completely understand, but this is not your business. This is your apartment that you're renting from now.
It is too my business. I make a lot of money. I do Airbnb.
No, sir, you have a contract for a residential. Not for do your business in your apartment. That's your decision. So we, the one who put the rules, we go there. If it's not the way that it's supposed to be, we have to put it back the right,
okay,
the right way.
Well, I'll just leave it unlocked all the time then, because all these Airbnb customers
then
we have all the right, and
we can send you to the attorney. Unfortunately,
all these Airbnb
don't shoo me, please.
I was shushing you. Well, I'm not trying to be rude.
Don't be rude.
I'm not being rude.
Yes, you're very impolite.
Well, you're interrupting me a lot.
No, because you're telling me that you're not going to do what I'm telling you that you have to do. You have a contract with us
for
residential.
I separated the living room into three separate living units.
It doesn't matter. So you can just go ahead.
Well, don't interrupt
me. I'm just telling you. All right, I'm not going to talk to you. You want to talk to me? I'm the property manager. You come in here and talk to me like a person. Don't shoot me. Stop.
Well, are you going to interrupt me a bunch when I'm in there too?
Now. And you want to talk to me in person, looking at my face?
You must be a nightmare of a wife.
Okay? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Fine. She wins. Whatever. I don't care. Let her have that victory. I'll just call the next apartment on Apocalypse's list.
Thank you for calling. This is Michelle. How can I help you?
Hey, Michelle. This is Dave. I'm a tenant here.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that I changed the lock on the front door. It's a combination lock now.
On the front door, is it two locks or one?
It's two, but I only use the combination lock now.
Okay, so we will need that combination lock then.
Oh, no, I'm not offering it to you. It's only for my bed and breakfast customers, for the Airbnb.
And you live in the apartments here?
Yeah, well, I don't really live here much anymore. I just rent out all the separate units because I divided up all the rooms into separate units for Airbnb customers.
Okay,
so like
I'm confused.
Oh, no. Well,
okay, so you rent here at the Wave.
Yes, but I divided all the apartments. I mean, all of my, like the living room is divided into two rooms now with two separate beds for customers.
Okay, and you were, because you can't sublease.
No, it's not subleasing. It's Airbnb. Do you know what Airbnb is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, it's kind of like where people, they need to stay in a hotel, but instead of, you know, they're cheapskates, so they do this app thing on their phone and they can stay in houses.
Mm-hmm. So they're just there for a day or two or something like that?
Yeah. Like right now I have five separate tenants staying.
Mm-hmm. And what apartment are you in?
$35 a night.
No, not how much. What apartment are you in?
Apartment 668.
Mm-hmm. What building?
It's like the third one on the right.
From where?
But, I mean, if you guys need to get in my apartment, all you have to do is just give me a call, and I'll call someone inside. I'll call one of my customers, and they'll open the door for you.
And your last name?
But I can't just be giving the combination out to non-customers.
Okay, well, the lease is just in your name.
Yeah. So, I'm not subleasing. It's Airbnb.
Right, no, I understand that. But we need the information here, so that's why, you know, you call in, and I need to know your last name so I can let everyone know here and make sure it is okay what you're doing.
Okay.
Because I've never heard this before.
Oh, I see. Yeah, my last name's Anderson.
Anderson, okay. And you have a lock now on the top lock. Because due to emergencies, we would need to have it. So you said you'll come into the office with
it? Well, usually they... no, I can't just give it to non-paying people. It's only for customers. But usually
office. We need that code.
Well, it's different now because it's an Airbnb place. I've put up drywall and everything. I separated all of the rooms into separate rooms.
You separated the rooms?
Yeah, like the living room is separated into two rooms, and I put a urinal in each room. So it's like a real hotel.
Is this for real, or are you just playing a joke on us?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. I just... I don't know. Like,
because that's a lot of renovations you're doing inside the apartment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you take down the wall, it's all still basically there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got a lot of, joint compound stuff on it, on everything, on the carpet, because I had a joint compound down to the floor. But I think that just washes right out, doesn't it?
I don't know.
What's that noise in the background? It's really distracting.
What do you mean? Okay. All right. So, and you said, and what's your last name? You said Anderson?
Yep, Anderson.
Okay. So you don't have a lease here.
Well, no. Chad does. I used to sleep on his couch, but I never actually put my name on the lease. But he doesn't.
But you don't know what the apartment's he's in.
Yeah, he's in 668.
But what building?
Two.
And so there. So you're just playing around. Okay, thank you.
No, I'm not playing around, ma'am.
I don't see that here.
It shows on the records that I'm playing around?
Thank you.
Okay, fine, whatever. We only have a few apartments left. So, I don't know. What should I say to the next person? What else have I done? Do I have other... I don't know. I could just start being Airbnb customers again. Santa chimney, what?
Good afternoon, Allison. May I help you?
Hey there, this is Brad. I'm one of the tenants here.
Okay.
And I have a question.
I'm sorry, you're Brad with who?
I'm a tenant here. It works better if you're not on speakerphone. We can hear each other.
We're not on speakerphone.
Oh, we were before. Yeah. I'm in an apartment 1.
What building?
3321.
You're in 21 number 1? I don't have any Brad in that unit.
Oh, no, I just kind of stay on the couch. I'm not the actual leaseholder here. But I just needed to let you know there's a small problem.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to install a chimney. What? She hung up on me. I'm calling her back.
Hello?
So I was installing a chimney for Christmas, you know? And it turns out...
You can't do that, though.
I know that now, because the wall kind of... I guess the wall was a supporting wall, because the ceiling started caving in.
Okay, you're going to have to fix that on your own.
I don't think I'm allowed to do that kind of work.
Okay, well, you weren't supposed to do that in the first place.
Yeah,
I
made a
mistake. So the person that's in charge, you need to have her give me a call, okay?
But we're going to put a chimney in. This lady does not know how to do a conversation.
Thank you for calling El Jardin Apartment.
Sounds like she used speakerphone to leave that message. All right, I guess I'm done with her. Let's try the next one.
Good afternoon. Yellow speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Cove.
Yes, how can I help you?
Well, there's a problem. I was trying to install a chimney in the living room. You know, a fireplace and chimney and everything. And
right.
I guess that was a supporting wall that I took out because the ceiling's kind of fallen in now.
And may I ask what type of a chimney you were trying to put in?
Well, it's a really wide one, and it's got a fireplace at the bottom.
Right, but it's one of those chimneys that you move them around, right?
Oh, no, it's made out of real bricks and mortar, and it's for Santa, you know, for our kid still believes in Santa, so
uh-huh.
We wanted to have a chimney and fireplace and stuff.
So what happened?
Well, I guess the ceiling caved in when I took the wall out. I guess it's a supporting wall. I didn't know that when I started.
You took the wall out?
Yeah, I had to remove the whole wall so I could put a chimney in its place and then build a fireplace around it.
Oh, my God.
It's gonna look really awesome when I'm done. And I want to be done
by... What's the building and apartment number, sir?
That's building 1530.
What is it?
1530.
1530, and the apartment number?
306.
306.
Yeah, and since we're on the top floor, I was going to go ahead and make the chimney come out of the roof.
Oh, please hold.
Okay.
This one is...
Hello? That sounded like a hang-up, but did it hang up? It hung up. What the hell? Nobody's believing this chimney thing, whoever suggested that.
Stella speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, I was talking to someone there. I got hung
yes,
up.
Yes, you were talking to me, sir, but we got disconnected for some reason.
Oh, maybe it's the reason that, you know, you slammed down the phone. Maybe that was the reason.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Dave.
What is it?
Dave.
Steve?
Uh-huh, Steve.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh.
And did you say it's 3306?
It's just 306, I think.
Hold on 1 second. I don't know why I cannot hear you.
You ought to turn up your hearing aid, ma'am.
Now, excuse me?
Do you have a ladder that reaches the third floor? Because I'm going to need to do some work on the roof.
Right.
Once I get the chimney
okay,
out.
But now I can hear you perfectly. The volume of the phone was completely down, and I cannot hear you.
Damn that volume.
I need a hearing aid. What is exactly your address, please?
It is 1601 Building 1530, Apartment 306.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold 1 second. I'm going to get the maintenance supervisor, okay?
Okay. I do not like the service I'm getting at this place. Okay, chat room, let's vote. Should I hang up? If you think I should hang up, hit 1 enter, 1 enter, 1 enter, 1 enter. You have to hit just a bunch of ones all in a row. If you think I should stay on the line, hit a bunch of twos in a row. Nobody's voting two. You have to hit 2 enter, 2 enter, 2 enter, 1 enter, 1 enter, 1 enter. You have to do it at least 5 times, or it doesn't count. The system won't count it. Oh shit, what's going on?
Thank you for calling Harbor Cove. This is Adriana. May I help you?
Hey, I was on hold. And while I was on hold, I dropped a big pile of bricks off of my ladder, and they put a hole in the floor. So things are...
What apartment are you in?
Oh, this again. I'm in apartment 306, building 1530.
Building 1530?
Yeah, did she tell you about the wall that I knocked down?
Building 6306. I'll have to put... What is it that you need, sir? I'm sorry?
I don't know. They're putting me on hold to talk to someone, but did she tell you about the problem where I knocked down my wall?
Oh, are you home right now?
Yeah.
The manager's over there by your place.
What's
building
he doing over there?
Apartment 306.
Did he go in? Is he inside? Because I'm in the living room. Nobody's in here. Was he coming over to see me?
No, they're not going to be going inside. They'll be knocking on your door. They're on your door. What is your phone number so I can give you a call?
It's on your caller ID box, stupid.
No, we don't have a caller ID box.
Oh, really? What year is this again?
I don't know, sir. Could I have your phone number or no?
Just look on the caller ID. I know you have caller ID.
I don't have it, sir.
What kind of hobo operation is this for you not to have a caller ID?
Sir, I don't have a caller ID. Do you want to give me your phone number or no? Just say yes or no. I don't have a caller ID.
No.
Okay, sir. Then the manager will be over there. You're building 6, apartment 306. They'll be knocking on your door.
I'm not answering. I'm not letting them in. I changed the lock.
Okay, then I don't understand what you want us to do.
Well, I needed some advice.
If your roof is falling on you and the bricks are falling on you and you don't want us to go in to see what's going on, I don't understand what you want us to do.
Do you have a ladder I can borrow to get onto the roof? Because I'm going to be breaking through the shingles soon for the chimney.
Okay, then go ahead and let the maintenance supervisor bring you the ladder.
Okay, well, he's not going to bring it inside my house, you idiot.
I'm sorry, who was that?
He's not going to bring it inside the house. It's an outdoor ladder.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
I need a 20-foot ladder.
And which apartment are you in?
I just told you that when I first called.
No, she just handed the phone to me.
Oh,
so
I'm in apartment 306, building 1530.
Is that building 6?
Yeah, 6.
Okay, we were just there knocking on the door to bring you a ladder, and you didn't answer. Are you home?
I couldn't because I have a bunch of bricks kind of in front of the door. The door won't open right now.
Okay.
That's where I stacked all my bricks. For the chimney,
okay.
For the fireplace that I'm making.
How are you going to get out of your apartment?
Well, I'm going to finish the fireplace first. But then I'm going to be needing a ladder to get up on the roof to finish the chimney that goes all the way up.
Okay, and may I have your name, sir?
It's so Santa can come for Christmas.
Okay, may I have your name, please?
Yep.
Your name?
It's Roy.
And what's your last name, Roy?
Anderson.
Where are you calling from, Roy? Obviously, this is a prank.
It's not a prank. I don't seriously believe in Santa. I'm not an idiot. It's for my stupid kid.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we can't have our chimneys put onto our apartment, so I need to have our maintenance man come in and assess what you're doing there.
What's the point of the fireplace if there's no chimney? I mean, my kid isn't stupid. They're going to know.
Okay. And one moment, please.
Okay.
Just like to confirm that I have the right building and apartment number.
I'm not saying it again. I've told you guys so many times now.
Okay, you've told me that it's 6306, and you told me that your name
is... I never said that. I never said that. You liar.
You said 1530, 6306, correct?
No.
So which building are you in?
I have to go. I have to go finish my fireplace.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
At least she could hear me, though. Two apartments left, and then I'm done with this stupid show thing. I quit.
Hello, Brooktown Apartments. How may I help you?
Hello, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm a tenant here in Willowbrook.
Okay, what apartment?
202.
What building?
1921.
1921-202. You're a tenant there?
Yep.
What is your name? What's your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy, when did you move here? Because I don't have any Roy, 1921-202.
Oh, what name do you have in there?
Well, I'm not going to give you that information because I know that you're not my tenant.
Well, no, I just stay on the couch. I wouldn't be on the lease or anything.
I won't be able to talk to you because nobody told me that they moved somebody in there, so.
Okay, well, no, I'm just an Airbnb customer. I'm just staying here for a week.
Okay. I don't know. I know that 1921-202, and I don't think that they have anybody there, so I don't know.
Well, no, it's an Airbnb place. They've divided up their apartment into separate units and stuff, so I'm just staying here for a few days.
Well, we don't allow that here, so I don't know.
Well, I'm staying here. You can't kick me out. It's against the law.
Well, I'm not going to kick you out. I don't know who you are. I think this is a crime call, whatever. I don't know what you're doing, but...
Why would it be a prank? What kind of prank would this be?
Okay, all right. Sir, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to find out if there's another bathroom, because this other late Airbnb customer here, she's been hogging the bathroom all morning. Like 3 hours now. She's been in the bathroom. I don't know what she's
doing.
You're
in 1921-202?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm going to come up there and see what's going on, because nobody told me that they're doing anything like that. We don't allow that here.
Well, you know what Airbnb is, right?
Yeah, I do know what it is.
Oh, thank God. Nobody seems to know what that is.
Well, I know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, you're so smart.
Okay.
But also,
I'll find out.
I have another question. Hello? Nobody's going to believe the Santa chimney thing. That's what I was originally going for on that one. Okay, this is the last call. It's probably going to be a dead number or something.
Thank you for calling Roger Square. How may I help you?
Hi, I have a question. I'm a tenant here.
Yes, go ahead.
And I was trying to install a fireplace here in the living room. And I guess the wall was a supporting wall because the ceiling caved in.
I think you have the wrong property. Which property are you referring to?
41 Avenue.
You were trying to do what now?
I was installing a fireplace inside the living room. And, you know, for Santa, because it's almost Christmas.
Yeah.
And we need to have a place to hang our stockings from and everything. So I'm installing a fireplace. But when I was installing the top part of it, the ceiling just kind of caved in, because I guess the wall supports stuff up there.
I'm going to have my maintenance guy. Which apartment is this?
Oh, no, I don't need any help. Actually, I was going to ask, do you have a ladder I can borrow to get on the roof? Because I'm going to need to put the chimney up there.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're referring to. Okay,
a chimney. You know what a chimney is, right?
I do know, but I'm trying to find out how you install in one.
Oh, it's really easy. I'm using bricks and mortar.
So you're using any one of the apartments?
Yeah, I'm in apartment 207, and I made the fireplace out of bricks, and I put a nice mantle on it. But
so
then,
what are you doing in the roof?
Well, I'm going to need to put the chimney up on the roof, but then I'll need to, you know, just kind of put that flashing stuff around the chimney so it doesn't leak, because I don't want water in my apartment.
And your apartment, which one?
207.
Yeah, I think you have the wrong property, honey. This is 4150 78th Avenue North.
That's where I live.
And what's your name?
Roy. Why do you think I have the wrong place?
Apartment 207 is currently vacant.
No, I live here. I have squatter's rights. You have to give me 60 days, so I'm going to be here till after Christmas. I'm going to have my fireplace, damn it.
Okay.
Okay, so as long as that's clear. But can I borrow a ladder?
Let me give you a call back. What's your number?
It's on your caller ID.
What caller ID is that?
The one that your phone has. Just look on the display.
Okay, no number is there on the display.
Oh, you don't know how to work the phone? It's not that hard. Hit the up and down buttons. You'll see it.
Okay.
It's real easy.
Day, okay?
It's kind of like a blender, but instead it's a phone.
Okay. Awesome. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right.
Bye, honey baby.
Bye.
Fuck it. I quit. That was the last call I'm doing today, and that's the end of the show. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Hodgepodge, for hacking into my phone system and getting on the air. Congratulations on that. Thanks, Apocalypse, for, sending me all of these apartment numbers, which included building numbers and apartment number ranges and all kinds of cool information. Even if it wasn't always completely accurate, it was still really nice to have, so thanks for that. Thank you, chat room, for all the ideas. Those were the best ideas ever. I think we should do this again. I think I really want to do this whole chimney fireplace thing some more. It sounds like a nice Christmas-themed show to do. So maybe we'll do that soon. I forget who the hell had that idea, but thanks whoever you were. Thanks for listening, everyone. PCN forever.
Or big shiny gear, just like the Batcave. Read the caption so clearly labeled, everything in its place, but the space is in disarray. A top secret base where you're welcome to stay to escape the outbreak. Zombies, huh? About time, don't you think?
Welcome, my friends, sit yourself down and meet the best scientists in town. My home is your home, welcome to the Terra Dome. Slap the Delta on your chromosome. Tritanium to your cranium, Britain plants. Dance if you're caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. Bubble like a lava lamp, I'll never betray you. Step to my lab, just walk this way, dude. It's safe to mention, we got the best intentions. We'll keep you safe in our place.
Trapped in a cabin, stabbing spiders on the floor. With Funky and Fanatical busting through the door. They counting out the candy for more trick-or-treaters. Creepy and accommodating like Walmart greeters. They looking at us with the pedophile smiles. They got that wild, wily, weird date rape style. With piles of booze, green like pesto. Ninja Turtle secret of the ooze is the best, yo.
I felt my life slipping slowly away. The blood spouting directly from my veins. It sprays all over the place and paints the walls red. But they tell me to calm down and say it's okay. The bold doctors and the shame they will take. It's then I realize the harsh reality. I knew my grim fate today was the date of my life reborn. Decrepit and deformed. It's
safe to mention we got the best intentions.
Safe to
in our place.
Right this way.
Take off your hats and mind your feet.
It's safe to escape.
and MC Rection, Dr. Basswave is in the next room revealing their entire plan to Syrup while simultaneously transforming him into a brain-feasting savage.
Why are you doing this? Now, just a few more connections and...
But then, something horrible happens. Before Dr. Basswave can finish connecting the final wire, Syrup breaks free from the chains that has once bound him.
Stop, heal, sit, stay, you blasted fool!
A new look manifests in Syrup's eyes, and in one foul swoop, he races to the next room, instantly lunging towards Betty Rebel, and begins to feast on his former friend.
Syrup? Syrup? What are you doing?
Syrup, stop! It's us! We're your friends! Syrup, please, don't do this!
Wiggly Benjamin Bear, DPP, needs your help.
Dead of night when I finally arrive, I had to kill five guys who had murdered in the eyes. Something's just not right tonight. Yeah, I can feel it in the air. It would make you scared if you could see this. Walk up to the cabin and I look inside. Just what's going on? People losing their minds. I see Syrup taking bites. Set up any ripple sand. They're positioned all around. Up a cybernetic content. It's time to get up and go. That's all I know. No time to figure out who unleashed these foes. Let's go. Leave this nightmare in the past. Keep running till we're clear of the scary disaster. Take my word, undeterred. In the herd, like a two-us like thirsty birds. Gotta run from the undead murderers. Don't emerge, just run till it's all a blur.
It's safe to mention, we got the best intentions. We'll keep you safe in our place. Take off your hats and mind your feet.
The kitchen is a bedroom, you're telling me?